Hello and welcome to the vocabulary lesson for the Neo-Bedouins article. Let's get started. Let's start with the title, Neo-Bedouins. Neo means new. Neo means new. So it's new Bedouins, Neo-Bedouins. And usually we attach Neo to something else, Neo-Bedouins, Neo-Conservative, right? It means new something. Bedouin is the name of a group in Arabia, the Middle East. They are a tribe of people, a group of people. They live in the desert. They move around the desert. That's where the name Bedouins comes from. Okay, now to the article. It says a new breed of worker is flourishing in San Francisco. Breed, in this case, breed means kind, a new kind of worker, a new type of worker, a new breed of worker, is flourishing in the coffee houses of San Francisco. To flourish means to grow and succeed. Both ideas, really. To grow and succeed, or to grow successfully. That's to flourish, flourish, to flourish. So these new kinds of workers, they're flourishing in the coffee houses. That means they're growing. There's lots of them in the coffee houses. They are succeeding and doing well in the coffee houses. They're flourishing. And it says these workers roam from cafe to cafe. They're roaming from cafe to cafe. To roam means to move or to travel without a plan. So no plan. You don't say, I will go to New York City, and you travel in a straight line. That's not roaming. That's travel. If you roam, you just go from one place, to another, but no plan really. That's to roam. Also, to wander has the same meaning, to wander. Wah, not wonder, to wah, wander, or to roam, same meaning, both words mean the same thing. To wander or to roam is to move around without a plan. Okay, and then we see that the name Bedouins was borrowed from the nomadic Arabs who wander in the desert. Nomadic. Nomadic means a type of person that moves around. They don't have only one home. Right? So these Arabs, they live with camels. They travel around the desert. They travel around Arabia. They don't live in one town or one city all year. They travel around. So we say they are nomadic. If you want to use the noun is nomad. They are nomads, or they are nomadic, using the adjective. Okay, and then we go down to the next paragraph, that these new Bedouins, these new workers in San Francisco, they're armed with laptops and cell phones. To be armed with something just means that you have it, or you carry it. They're carrying laptops and cell phones. They have laptops and cell phones. All right, moving down to the next paragraph. The San Francisco's Bedouins see themselves changing the nature, changing the way of doing business, changing the nature of the workplace. And it says they see companies like General Motors laying off workers. Okay, laying off means firing, right? It means you are forced to quit your job. So if GM lays off workers, it means GM fires the workers. It cuts the workers. Goodbye. You don't have a job now. Okay, and because a lot of big companies are laying off workers, firing workers, this is contributing to insecurity, to job insecurity. Insecurity is the opposite of security. Security means safety, stability, something that doesn't change quickly, something that is safe. So insecurity is the opposite. It means something that changes very fast, something that's not safe. So now, especially in America, there is no job security. It's very insecure, right? There is job insecurity. You can lose your job very quickly. All right, and then we see the phrase on the cheap in the same paragraph. On the cheap means cheaply. It means without much money. So in San Francisco, with the internet, you can start a company on the cheap. It means you can start a company cheaply. You can spend only a little money and start a company. And then there's another phrase. It says, San Francisco Coffee House is the new Palo Alto Garage. Palo Alto is a town in near San Francisco. Palo Alto is in Silicon Valley, where there are many computer companies. All right, and then we see the word innovation in this article. The coffee houses in San Francisco are where all the innovation is happening. Innovation means creativity, new ideas, changes, right? New creative changes, new ideas, creativity. That's innovation, innovation. So the innovation in San Francisco, the innovation in the computer industry, it's happening in San Francisco coffee houses. That's where all the new ideas are. That's where the creativity is. All right. Then down a couple paragraphs, we see the word infrastructure. A whole new infrastructure has emerged to help people work this way. Infrastructure are the public services and the public goods in a country. For example, roads. Roads are infrastructure, right? Everybody can use the roads. They're public. And they help everybody. All businesses, all people can use the roads, and that helps them. Phones. Phone systems. That's infrastructure, right? Everybody can use the phone system. It's public. In San Francisco, we have the computer internet system. We have Wi-Fi, free internet, free wireless internet. Is Wi-Fi. That's infrastructure. Everybody can use it. It's public. All right. So this is infrastructure, and it has emerged. Emerge means to come out and appear. So this infrastructure has appeared, right? It has come up and appeared suddenly in the last maybe 10, 20 years. We have all these new computers, all these the new high-speed internet. All these things, their infrastructure. Okay, and he gives examples, wireless internet, laptops, cell phones. These are infrastructure that help people work independently and help people start their own businesses without much money. Okay, and then at the bottom he says, Pink calls it Karl Marx's revenge. Karl Marx was the socialist writer. He wrote the Communist Manifesto. So he's a socialist, communist writer. And revenge. Revenge means if somebody hurts you and then you attack them, that's revenge, right? You hurt someone who already hurt you. That's revenge. So this is Karl Marx's revenge. He's getting revenge on capitalism. He says, where individuals can own the means of production. The means of production. Production means making something. In this case, we mean making a business, making money, making a website. The means of production means the tools, the equipment that you need to make something. In this article, it's laptop, computer, cell phone, internet access. So now individuals can own these things. They can own everything they need for a business. All right. In the past, you had to be very rich to do this, but now you don't need to be rich. All right. And then on to the next page, second page. We see the phrase web worker, web worker. There's nothing more free than being a web worker. Web, of course, means internet, right? Some people call it the World Wide Web or the web. The web means internet. So a web worker is an internet worker, someone whose business is the internet. And he says, it's the new Wild West. The Wild West, that means it's an area that is very free, very free. This comes from American history, where the West used to be very free. So any situation where there's a lot of freedom, we call it the Wild West. And it says, San Francisco's coffee houses are the epicenter of the Bedouin movement. The epicenter means the center, the exact center, the middle. It's where something starts. So in America, the epicenter of the internet, the epicenter of computer technology is San Francisco and Silicon Valley. They're next to each other. So the Bay Area, Northern California is the epicenter of the computer industry. It's the center. It's where it starts. It's where it's strongest. All right. And here, movement means a social trend, something that's happening and changing in society. That's a movement. All right, keep going. We see the word buzzed. They talk about a story in the coffee house where a Segway scooter buzzed through the cafe. To buzz through something means to move through it very quickly. Maybe you run through it. Maybe you drive next to something very fast. We call that buzzing, to buzz something. All right. We see the word hip. Hip means cool. A hip web company. A hip internet site. That means it's a cool internet site. So if someone is hip, they are cool, right? They're very good. All right. A couple paragraphs down, we see the word venerable. That the venerable insurance firm, Lloyd's of London, was also started in a coffee house. Venerable means very, very old. So venerable, venerable. Venerable means very, very old. Not just old, very old. Venerable. So a venerable insurance firm, a venerable firm, means a very old company. Firm means company. Okay? So Lloyd's of London, that's the name, Lloyd's of London, they are a venerable firm. They are a very, very old company. All right. And then going down a little bit farther, we see the word Parisian. Parisian. Ernest Hemingway did some of his best work in Parisian cafes. Parisian means from Paris, France. So a Parisian cafe is a cafe in Paris. All right. We see the phrase North Beach. We've heard that in other articles. North Beach is a neighborhood in San Francisco. And then we see the word hangout, a hangout. Now, hangout can be a verb, to hang out with your friends. If you hang out, using it as a verb, it means to meet together and maybe talk together. To meet is what it means, to hang out with, to meet with. But if we use it as a noun, here in this article, it's a noun. A hangout is a place where people meet. For example, coffee shops. Coffee shops are hangouts. Many people meet in coffee shops. So we can say, this coffee shop is a popular hangout. It's a popular place for people to meet. So they talk about Café Trieste. It's one of the most popular hangouts in San Francisco. Café Trieste has a history. It's a famous coffee shop in San Francisco. Many famous writers have gone there and have worked there, writing their books in the coffee shop. So Café Trieste is a famous hangout in San Francisco. And now they have free internet, free wireless internet, which we call Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi means wireless internet. Okay, and then we see the phrase, it would figure. It would figure that the one laptop being used belonged to an art dealer. It would figure means it makes sense, or it's not surprising. Right? Say, it would figure. Why? What does this mean? Café Trieste has a reputation. It's famous for artists and writers. So if you say, it would figure, the person in the coffee shop is an art dealer. So it means it makes sense. We're not surprised. Café Trieste is famous for artists, so somebody in the coffee shop using a computer, they do work with art. They're an art dealer, an art seller. So it fits their image. It fits their reputation. It would figure. It makes sense. Okay, and the art dealer, he says, a cappuccino for overhead isn't bad. Overhead is a business word. Overhead means the costs that you must pay to run your business, to operate your business. For example, rent. Right? If you have an office, you must pay rent. That money, that rent money, is called overhead. Insurance, that's another kind of overhead. It's money you pay every month to keep your business going, to run your business. So he's saying, this guy, he doesn't need an office. He goes to the coffee shop. So he only buys a cappuccino. That's his overhead. That's his rent cost, one cup of coffee. So he says, that's not bad. It's very cheap. And then finally, our last phrase, he struck out on his own 3 months ago. To strike out on, you need all three words. If you say strike out, it has a different meaning from baseball. So you need to say to strike out on. To strike out on your own. To strike out on your own. To strike out on your own. The whole phrase, it means to do something by yourself. Or to start something by yourself. To start something alone. Nobody helps you. So this guy, he struck out on his own 3 months ago. He started his company alone 3 months ago. That's what it means. To strike out on your own means to do something, to start something by yourself. Okay, that is all of the vocabulary for this article. Move on to the mini story. Bye-bye.